Good morning. Welcome to today's edition of Talk of the Town, a new feature that airs Monday through Friday mornings at 8:30 right here on Kiowa FM 105.3. I'm Tom Trauber, and each day I'll talk to one of our friends and neighbors from Northwest Iowa to find out what's going on in our little corner of the world. Talk of the Town is brought to you today by Citizen State Bank in Sheldon and Boyden, a real community bank, by Northwest Iowa Community College, where your success is our story, by Highway Liquor and Smoke Shop in Sheldon, by State Farm Insurance Agent Nicholas Keene in Sheldon, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there, and by Sanford Sheldon, by the train station and train station 2, Corner Discount in Sheldon, and by Maintainer Corporation here in Sheldon. Our guest this morning is Rise Ministries founder and president and published author Rob Rosenboom, and we'll talk to him right after this.
The train station 2 has arrived in Sheldon, docked and happy to serve with fine daily specials. Enjoy some incredible foods and some delicious appetizers any day of the week. 3 p.m. to close and 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. on Sundays. Enjoyable, wonderful food creations off a generous menu and amazing atmosphere. Board the train at the train station 2 in Sheldon. Corner Discount in Sheldon, located at the corner 9th Street and Old 60, offers retail merchandise over stock pallets from Sam's Club, Target, Amazon, food and drink distributors throughout the store. Store hours are Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturdays, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. These items are from 30 to 70% off retail in-store prices, so you can stop, shop, and save at Corner Discount in Sheldon.
Maintainer Corporation, where you are more than just an employee. Are you looking for a career and not just a job? The Maintainer team does more than just craft premium service trucks. They build careers. Would you like to work in a state-of-the-art facility with the latest equipment? Maintainer is for you. They will train you and are in the process of remodeling and building the best training facility to help you proceed in your career. Benefits are the best in the area. You get competitive pay, medical, dental, and vision insurance, a free cell phone, and that's just a start. For a complete description, go to maintainer.com and apply today.
Well, good back. Good morning. We are back on today's Talk of the Town, joined by Rob Rosenboom of Rise Ministries, Rise Fest, and a new, brand new book. Rob, good to have you along this morning.
It's good to be here.
Well, you know, so there's some days it's good to be almost anywhere.
It's true.
We continue to wake up breathing, so it's always a good day.
Yes.
As I told somebody the other day, I figure that happens every day because God's not done with me yet.
That is what they say. That is correct.
You know. But anyway, Rise Fest 2024 is in the books.
Yes.
And that's like 3 weeks ago, something like that.
Yeah, it's been over a month already.
It has been over a month already. So if it was like 5 weeks ago, then I would assume that 4 weeks and 5 days ago, you started planning Rise Fest 2025.
We actually started before the end of this.
Okay.
But we're doing good.
But I mean full time.
Yes.
But you had somewhere, and I don't know, you must do this like midnight to three, you have found the time to pen a book. Tell me about Broken Still Chosen.
So this book is probably an 18-year, I don't want to say goal, because I'm not sure writing a book was ever a goal of mine. However, 18 years ago, I was asked to write a book. I sat down with the publishers, and I said, you know what? I think the book comes out the day I die. So I'm super glad I'm not prophetic.
You're ahead of schedule.
Yes. And all of a sudden, the opportunity re-presented itself last year. So right when Rise Fest was taking place, we met an acquisitions editor. They opened the door. They said yes to the book. So when Rise Fest got done last summer, we had 6 weeks to turn in the manuscript so that we could have it published by this year's festival. So last summer after Rise Fest, Kathy, who is listed on the book with me, that wrote the book with me, we started right after Rise Fest. I think we finished turning it in August 8th of last year. And it released June 4. It's called Broken Still Chosen. I actually have to give credit to our creative director, Ellie. She came up with that title for our Good Friday program a year ago. And when I was talking to this acquisitions editor, he said, well, what's on your heart? And this title came up. And he goes, I really like that. Let's dig deeper into it. So it's called Broken, Still Chosen, Finding Hope in Jesus When You Feel Unloved, Unseen, and Forgotten. Three words that I have wrestled with a lot in my life. And so we began this journey of writing the book. The acquisitions editor asked me if I had 10 breakout sessions that I was going to speak at, what would they be? And we started talking about it. And grief was brought up a lot. Lies that we believe, battles. I think one chapter's titled Battles with the Father. I've been in a wrestling match with him a lot over my life. And then Corey, who most people probably know from the area, Corey Rose, was with me that day. And I asked him, I said, if you had a chapter or subchapter, what would it be? And it wasn't 5 minutes later, he said to me, everyone's brokenness is different, but grief and pain is the same. So we ended up talking about that. And as this book developed, I learned this concept that joy and grief coexist. And that was a very interesting lesson that I have been learning over the last 3 years.
Sometimes I wonder if grief doesn't exist just to so that we have a greater appreciation when something joyous comes along in our lives.
It's true. I mean, we learn a lot through grief, and understanding that joy and grief coexist at the same time. I tell people all the time, just because you have grief does not mean it erases joy. And just because you have joy does not mean you're not going to have grief. They coexist. Micah Tyler probably said it best. He said, Rob, the same day, he's a Christian artist, that I was up for a Dove Award is the same day my brother was diagnosed with cancer. He goes, I was on the mountaintop and in the valley at the exact same moment. And then he went on to say, I just got to share this in Buffalo this week. He said, you know, Jesus says, come close, or he'll be close to the brokenhearted. And so Micah Tyler says to me, Rob, what does it almost take to find out how close Jesus will come to you but a broken heart? And I was like, yeah. So we talk a lot about different things throughout the book, Broken, Still Chosen.
Well, and you know, you touched on a little bit ago, everybody sometimes wonders if God is actually listening because, you know, it appears to our small minds as if he's not paying attention, yeah. But he always is. You know, he is in charge, he has the plan. We don't, we're not meant to understand it.
No, we're not. And I actually, again, just this week shared that part of one of the chapters is the lies we believe, or at least I believe. And that's when the enemy whispers in my ear. And when you talk about prayer, when it feels as though it is bouncing off the ceilings, that's when he loves to lie to me the most. So what I told the crowd is, you know, when I pray for healing for other people, or I pray for this situation to turn out a different way and it doesn't happen, that's when he creeps in and goes, see, I told you God doesn't love you. See, I told you God forgot about you. See, I told you your prayers aren't effective. Why are you even praying? And so those are thoughts or concepts that we talk about throughout the book.
Well, and, you know, wondering if God's listening. It's not just us that have that, because I do seem to remember a line from the story, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?
Yes, very famous line from his son Jesus.
Exactly.
So that's the beautiful part about the book as well, is although we talk about that stuff and some of the wrestling, some of the questions, at the end of every chapter, we have what's called True For You. So we get to put in there what the word actually says, and then how it relates to our life, meaning I may hear you're nothing, but in reality, I hear I'm God's workmanship. I may hear, you know, everything I've done in my past can never be forgiven. No. Second Corinthians tells me I'm a new creation, and God has chosen me. I'm not condemned. There's just so many things. And then at the end of every chapter, we wrote a little prayer. And you can pray the prayer at the end of every chapter that has gone along with whatever's been talked about in that particular chapter.
And the book again called Broken, Still Chosen. And we will talk more with Rob Rosenboom, the author of that book, right after we take this brief time out.
Make a quick stop at Highway Liquor and Smoke Shop in Sheldon on the east side, Crossroads Edition. You will experience a shop with hard-to-find liquors, wines, plus incredible items to naturally reduce your pain and anxiety. Starting in September, the first Thursday of the month is wine tasting from all your favorite local wineries, and Fridays are bourbon and vodka samplings. And as always, they offer price match on products also. Stop in and enjoy the experience at Highway Liquor and Smokes.
Northwest Iowa Community College has strong signature programs. That means NCC's reputation in industry gives our graduates an edge in the employment search. With industry-specific classes, you know your stuff by the time you graduate. Our instructors have worked in their specialized fields in industry and can relay real-world experiences to enhance your learning. Employers take notice when you have NCC listed on your resume. NCC, your success is our story.
Welcome back to Talk of the Town this morning with Rob Rosenboom, the founder, president of Rise Ministries, and the founder of the Rise Fest Festival that happens each summer in Sheldon, and also now the author of the book, Broken, Still Chosen. We've talked a little bit about the book so far. Let's talk about Rob and how you got to where you are today.
I'm not sure. Great people around me, for sure. A guy that's been working with us for the last few years now has always said he's never done anything great without a team. And I believe that wholeheartedly. If I didn't have the people around me that I have, from the physical support to the team members to the volunteers, we would not be where we're at today. I also honestly believe, and we can argue where I'm at today, whether it's a good place, a successful place, not a successful place. But honestly, I believe part of it is the prayers that people are praying. I just met with a friend of mine who's battling something, and she made the comment that I can feel the prayers. And I'm like, you know what? So can I. I really can. And I think people praying is so powerful. I forget, because I like to do versus maybe stop and pray. But I really believe the team and prayer is why we're at or get to do what we're doing.
Well, and you talked about success and being successful. That doesn't mean that you make a lot of money, that you have a big car, that you have a big house. In my opinion, at least, being successful just means following the path that God lays out for you.
Yeah, we are definitely trying to be obedient. That has been a word that's been talked about a lot over the last 6 months. And yeah, just asking God, where are you leading? And I tell people all the time, I'm grateful that we get to do what we get to do. Is it easy? No, not every day. But I'm grateful for the opportunities, and I'm grateful for the people He's put in my path, in my life, that allow me to do what I get to do.
Now, I came across the line when I was doing some research online about the book. The line was, experience the blessings of brokenness. Explain that.
Yeah, I used those words this week. Broken, but beautiful. I was doing a radio interview with a Canadian radio station in Buffalo. And it was that same concept. It's how can it be broken and beautiful at the same time? Maybe the best, not the best, but one of the most frequent stories, I'm going to use joy and grief coexisting, broken and beautiful being at the same moment. Going back to Corey and his son, Jarrett, who has been working for us for 4 years, Jarrett has. And I had the opportunity, obviously, to go to the state tournament when Jarrett was wrestling. And I'm sitting up in what are called the accessible seats while everybody else from Sheldon is probably 13, 14 rows down in one section. And I'm sitting up there, and my wife's with me and my daughter's with me. And I'm grateful to be there, but I'm a little, why can't I be down there? You know, I'm having this conversation with God on why can't I be with everybody else? Why do I have to sit up here? And I'm a little miffed, I guess, is the best way to put it. And so I have this grief in my heart. Plus, by this time, I've now broken my femur. I can no longer stand. So I'm a little God, last time I was in this building, I could stand in the bathroom. I could do this. And now I can't, and I can't sit down there. This is all going on in my head during this. And all of a sudden, I think it was the semifinals or whatever, and Jarrett's wrestling, and he wins. Extreme joy overtakes. And then all of a sudden, God goes to me, "You see, Rob, if you weren't broken, you wouldn't be here. You wouldn't know that young man the way you know him, nor would he be in your life." And I guess in that moment, it's both broken and beautiful. And I have experiences like that all the time. It's a very weird paradox that you could say broken and beautiful at the same time. But if we allow the brokenness that's in our life, if we really look at it and allow God to work through it, I think we can see beautiful things that come out of it.
Okay. You know, for those who don't know you, tell us a little bit about how you got physically into the situation that you have, that you're in now.
Yeah, so God was doing an experiment when I was born, and he decided, no. I was born with muscular dystrophy. At age 5, I was diagnosed with it, but I was born with it. My sister also has it. My younger brother doesn't. What does that mean? That means I have what's called limb girdle MD. So my limbs and my girdle area deteriorate over time. They told me I'd be in a wheelchair full-time at 30. I made it to 45 before that happened. And yes, you would say I'm in a wheelchair full-time. There is really not many things in a daily routine that I do by myself anymore. Independence has kind of gone out the window. I kind of lost my last piece of independence on January 4. And so I need help in almost every aspect of my day. And that gives me a perspective on what feeling broken is like. That's why I can use the words unloved, unseen, and forgotten. And when I use those words, I don't always mean by society. I mean by Almighty God. I have wrestled with feeling unloved, unseen, and forgotten for a good majority of my life and trying to figure it out. Yeah, I used to say, yeah, God had an experiment that day and he screwed up. But no, this is the way I was made. We live in a fallen world. There's sickness, there's disease. I'm not the only one. Is it fun? No, I don't like being in a wheelchair full time. I don't like having to rely on people. I don't like to have to be helped. I don't like having to wake up my wife on a bad night 6 times to roll me, on a good night, maybe 3. But that's life. And that's the life that I get to live. And so I get to understand what brokenness feels like. And what I've learned as well is this word grief, which we mentioned earlier. Through brokenness, I've learned grief. And I've always thought grief meant when you lose somebody. But what I have come to learn is grief is also disappointments, expectations that are not met, and then grieving what was and what most likely will never be again. And that can be in so many aspects of life. But if we never talk about it, or if we never try to deal with it, it will fester inside of us and explode in ways that aren't always so good.
And some of the blessings that the Lord puts in our lives that we don't always recognize as such. You, for example, are blessed to have the wife that you have.
I am.
The support people around you, the family that you have, all who are more than willing to do whatever it takes to help you do what God has called you to do.
Yeah, it's crazy. We talked about Rise Fest earlier. I was backstage. Darren Mulligan from We Are Messengers got off his tour bus. We're having a small conversation. He's asking me how life's going, and we're talking about this and talking about that, and he's spending more time with his family in the summers than he has before. He's actually doing less events, but thank goodness he loves Rise Fest, so he's willing to come. And we're just talking about life, and all of a sudden he looked at me, and again, mind you, I am sitting in a wheelchair. I'm not walking the grounds, I'm not standing there, but he looks at me and he goes, "Rob, you are a very blessed man." And I was like, "You're right." He goes, "The family that you have, the support," exactly what you just said. And so what I've really loved lately is what I call these little God whispers that he shares. Just when I'm beat up or need just something real small that comes in, and I just absolutely love those things that remind me he does see me, he does love me, and he does remember who I am.
And with that, we are going to take another quick break. We'll be back after this.
Nicholas Keene and his dedicated staff at State Farm Insurance in Shelton are prepared to protect you, your family, and your property with life, health, auto, home, and business casualty coverage that fits and affordable. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Visit Nick and staff at 101 North Runger and Crossroads Edition in Shelton. Citizens State Bank of Shelton and Boyden is proud to offer their free mobile banking app, CSB for You. Visit the App Store on your iPhone or Android and download the free CSB for You mobile app today. You can even nickname your accounts in order to make it easier for you to keep them all straight. Citizens State Bank's convenient mobile app, now including mobile deposit and bill pay. CSB for You is offered by Citizens State Bank of Shelton and Boyden, a real community bank and member FDIC.
When you need care, you want to know it's close to where you live, work, and play. That's why at Sanford Health, we're committed to providing you with the care you need right where you call home. We offer a full range of services in Shelton, and it's always easy to make an appointment with walk-in care and extended hours that fit your schedule. We're open until 8 p.m. Monday through Thursday, 5 p.m. on Fridays, and from 8 a.m. to noon on Saturdays. Find a provider at sanfordhealth.org.
Push all the right buttons. Back on the Talk of the Town program with Rob Rosenboom, author of the book Broken, Still Chosen. And it's available where?
Well, you can, if you would like, stop by the office. We do have copies there. Or it's available on Amazon. It's available on BarnesandNoble.com or ChristianBooks.com. So that should be a few different options. And then very soon, the audiobook will be available, because last week I was in Minneapolis reading the book out loud in a studio, which was a brand new experience for me.
You didn't find any typos when you did that, did you?
No, but I had a... Remember, Kathy wrote the book with me.
Okay.
And so there were times where I was like, seriously? We couldn't have said that shorter? That was the longest sentence in the world. And then there were a few tongue twister sentences. But it was a good time, really.
Well, I don't know about you, but I find some of the most difficult stuff for me to read is stuff that I have written.
Yep. Also true.
Yeah. So, anyway. Rob, thanks for stopping in. Thanks for taking time to be with us on Talk of the Town program this morning. We will have you back on another time. Well, if not before we get to closer to Rise Fest, we'll have you back on repeatedly when we get closer to Rise Fest.
Awesome.
You don't have any early bird ticket announcements yet?
Not yet. I was hoping to have an announcement today, but it didn't work out.
Well, you know, that's all part of God's plan.
That's right.
And you and I both, we continue to wake up every day, so he ain't done with us yet.
Not yet.
Yeah. Rob Rosenboom, thank you again for joining me and spending time with us on Talk of the Town this morning. That is today's Talk of the Town for the second day of August. And Talk of the Town is brought to you, if I get my notes here, it is brought to you by State Farm Insurance, by Citizens State Bank, by Sanford Sheldon, by Highway Liquor and Smokes, Maintainer Corporation, Corner Discount, and the train station in Sheldon. That is Talk of the Town. Oh, you know, I almost forgot. I can't forget as long as we're ending the program. Got to go out with the theme music. Talk of the Town is presented every Monday through Friday at 8:30 right here on Kiowa FM 105.3. Stay tuned for the Kiowa Marketplace coming up at the top of the hour. Monday on our Talk of the Town program, we'll talk to Pastor Dave Ben Clay of Bethel Reformed Church in Sheldon, also the conference pastor for the Okoboji Bible Conference, which starts on Saturday.